This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
What we're going to begin with this morning is a conversation that has been unfolding in the courts of criminal justice for the last few weeks, which has been very distressing, might not be suitable for younger ears if they are nearby. Riyad Bouchker, found guilty by unanimous jury verdict at the Central Criminal Court of the attempted murder of three young children at Dublin's Parnell Square. It happened in November of 2023, a day that many people will remember for many different reasons in our nation's capital. Newstalk reporter Emily Keegan has been following the trial throughout and was in court yesterday. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
What was it like? Courtrooms are very tense places when a jury comes back in. But what was the atmosphere like yesterday, given the emotive testimony that had followed this particular trial?
That's probably the only word I would use to describe it, is tense. Like, it was a kind of, you know, you're sitting in a room and you can just feel that something huge is about to happen. And I was actually sitting in the bench behind the family members because it was a packed courtroom yesterday between media, members of the public, Gardaí, people working in the courts. A lot of people filed into this courtroom to hear this verdict as it came in. And I was sitting in the bench behind some of the family members of the children injured and childcare worker Leanne Flynn, who was also seriously injured in that attack. And they seemed hopeful. It was kind of refreshing to sit behind them and see that they felt confident about this verdict. And then once it was read out, Judge Tony Hunt had asked the court to remain silent as each verdict was delivered, because there were eight charges for a verdict to be delivered here. So it took a few moments to get through all of them. And while there was silence and everybody remained cool, calm and collected, as soon as that was finished and the judge had risen, the family members began to hug each other. They were hugging Leanne Flynn, and you could just feel an instant sense of relief just falling over the room, and for people who'd been sitting there for the past 4 weeks to just finally see justice being served.
Well, I suppose the question that everybody wants answered when something like this happens is the why. Why would something like this happen? Did we get that answer?
So the defence didn't call any witnesses, and that includes Riyad Bouchker. So the only defence that we really had to go on, the only evidence that we had to go on from him, was his Garda interviews, in which he said that he didn't intend to kill anyone, and that he didn't mean to cause anyone harm. He had kept continuously thanking God that nobody was killed. What all we do know based off of the CCTV evidence from throughout that day is that Riyad Bouchker met with his brother in the ILAC shopping centre about a couple of hours before he attacked these children, where he asked his brother to translate a letter for him. And that letter, we found out, was from social welfare. It said that he needed to submit extra documents in order to receive the social welfare that he had applied for. But that date had already passed, so his application had therefore been rejected. And he did tell Gardaí that he was upset and angry about this letter because he felt that he deserved this social welfare, this disability allowance, because of an injury to his shoulder and surgery that he had previously had on his head. And so he was angry about that. And moments after he ripped up that letter and threw it away, he went back to the DePaul hostel where he was staying, and he packed a bag, including this 36 centimetre knife that he then later stabbed children with. So it would appear, based off of the CCTV evidence, that it was this letter that really inspired him to go out there with the intention to kill children.
I remember being in Dublin City Centre. I was down at the top of Grafton Street on the College Green side, and I remember hearing sirens, not knowing where they were going at that stage. And just being in Dublin on that day, including subsequent events, which obviously were not before this particular court, it is a day that many Dubliners will remember for a very long time. Was there a sense of that in the court?
Yeah, absolutely. And even just that, like, it It was such a normal, ordinary day before these things happened. And that was the case for absolutely everybody involved in this story. I mean, those children, particularly that 5-year-old girl at the time who was most seriously injured, went to school perfectly healthy, hitting all of their milestones. She walked into school that day with pink shoes and now spends the rest of her life in a wheelchair, will never walk again. I think that's what's most shocking about it, is how normal things were before all of this happened. And even for the other witnesses involved, I mean, Alan Loren Gill, who actually is a victim in this story, who was injured in the attack, but also a hero, a 17-year-old who was just on his way to work when he grabbed the knife out of Riyad Boutchker's hand. You've got Caio Benicio, the Deliveroo driver that many people will recognise, who hit him on the head with his helmet. Warren Donoghue, who punched him to the face. Siobhan Carney, who was at the Stardust inquest and jumped on him before actually defending him from people who were kicking him on the ground. None of these people expected to see this thing happening in front of them. No one ever expects to see something like this. And to see so many people jumping into action, when we compare it with the actions of other people in the city that evening and how they reacted to it, it's just amazing to see that there are good people around who are able to act in situations like this.
The best and worst of Dublin, both on display on the same day. Emily, there will be a sentencing hearing. Do we know when that is?
So the hearing is set for the 12th of October, and Judge Tony Hunt has asked for victim impact statements in the meantime, and he's even opened up that opportunity to the children who were injured in the attack. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in October.
Okay. Emily Keegan, News Talk reporter, has been following that trial, and we thank her for her coverage of the conviction of Riyad Boutchker for those three accounts of attempted murder at the Central Criminal.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.